the podcast with everything paranormal. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your favorite cluckers, Jen and Joe.
Bok, bok.
Hip Hop Chicken returns.
Hey, Nugget.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To listen to our podcast.
I have no idea. I don't know. I didn't ask him.
We made him into nuggets. What's going on, my brother?
I know you had a busy week. I had a pretty busy week, too, with all the stuff at the house.
Gosh.
And then on the weekends, helping Dana. Everybody doesn't know, but my friend Dana and her husband are opening up two tattoo shops, building them. Two at the same time.
That's amazing. I don't know where they get their energy from.
The Lovely Monkey in Whitmore Lake is done. Mm-hmm. I left today and she was hanging stuff on the walls. We hung stuff on the walls for the past couple of days. So it is done.
Yeah.
She's going to start tattooing on Wednesday. But I had something really interesting happen.
Okay.
The past 2 days, I got there early before everybody else. And I wanted to do a few touch-ups on the paint and stuff. But I noticed that some pictures, like I found one on the floor with the glass broke. And I'm like, okay, it fell off the wall. And then today I went in there and the same thing in the same room, one of the artist's pictures fell off the wall. But the thing is, they're held on by drywall screws.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back of the frame is that bracket that's kind of jagged so that it locks itself on. So in order for those pictures to come off there, I mean, you have to physically lift them up and then take it off the wall. And 2 days now, I go in there and a picture is on the floor.
So that building that they're in, how old is it?
It was built way back. I mean, like 1800s.
Oh, wow.
It's an old building. And, you know, the town, I forget when it was established, but it is an old building.
Mm, so there may be something paranormal going on in there.
Dana says that there's a ghost of a little girl in there.
Really?
Yeah. And I did do an EVP session yesterday when I was in there and didn't get any voices, but I got weird clicking sound. And I made sure when I did the EVP session, when I used our good recorder, I had it sitting on the table with it's actually the countertop. So that it was sturdy. I made sure the doors were shut. I made sure I stood there and did not move, but I asked a question and got some clicking noise, but I can't really analyze what it is.
Yeah. Maybe we can throw it up on the page and everybody can listen to it and tell us what they think.
Yeah.
It might be.
It almost sounds like a pen clicking, but there's three clicks, like click, click, click. You know, it's just an odd pattern.
Yeah.
It's not the walls creaking or that. It was just a weird pattern. But anyhow, they believe that there's a spirit of a little girl in there. And we've said this before, where once you start making changes,
renovations or, you know, any kind of construction on an old building can always stir up something.
Something. And maybe, you know, they say that it's a small girl. So maybe she is upset with the change.
It could be.
You know,
so that just kind of leads us into our topics for today.
Yeah.
We want to talk about spirit cleansing of your home or yourself. We're going to talk a little bit about smudging. And then I found some interesting information on just removing negative energy from yourself and from your life. Yeah. So,
and that's what smudging is pretty much all about, is removing the negative energy. Smudging can help combat the negativity in your life. It'll cleanse your soul, cleanse your house. There goes the lights again.
I know. Every time we record in here, the lights dim. And it's so weird because there's no power surges.
I know. We're using battery power on the recorder and the laptop's
plugged in. And it's all three of the lights at the same time,
which are on three different switches.
Yeah. It's very odd. So anyways, you know, people can experience abnormal or unexplained activities in their houses. And they may believe they have paranormal activity. But there's ways to get rid of the unwanted entity or spirits, if you want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Some people don't. They want to keep them, and that's fine.
Well, that's a case, too, is you have something in your house, and somebody comes in and clears it.
Where does it go?
Well, plus, can you cleanse your house of just certain entities? I mean, I've heard where people say, you're not welcome here, but you are. You know, I just don't know how that works.
So you need to, you know, a couple questions you could ask yourself are, have you ever felt like you're not alone in your house? Have you ever experienced anything paranormal? Have you had your possessions move or disappear and then reappear?
Yeah.
You know, you could also, like, do you have that feeling of not being alone in your house? And does that feeling go more into a feeling of fear?
And people that I've talked to have that, where they say that they'll be sitting in their house and all of a sudden the kind of a cringy feeling will come over them and then they'll hear noises.
Yep. So, you know, you don't have to panic. There's ways that you can clear the negative energy from your space. And
what about clowns?
There's a new report about clowns showing up in Ohio.
They're all over.
Not on my street. Oh, no, you don't.
Maybe that's the creepy feeling you have when if you have somebody feeling like someone's staring at you. You look out the window.
Okay, so
a clown.
This is just like off into a rabbit hole. But the other night I was laying in bed and it was Friday night and I had just turned the TV off.
Oh, yeah, you were just telling me.
And
about, yeah.
I was just sitting there and the lights were off and I had my phone on and I was just kind of like watching a video on my phone or playing around on my phone. And I look up and there is a face just staring at me. And I can't say exactly it was a demonic face, but it was a scary face. And I looked up and I thought, okay, this is what my thought process is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sleeping. I'm wide awake. Am I seeing this? Is it just matrixing? You know, did I just see something on TV? And then, you know, like how if you like stare at an object and then,
your phone, you know, lots of times too, I'll get in bed and I'll hear the phone beep or something and I'll look at it and it's so bright.
Mm-hmm.
When you take that away.
And then you look and see something else.
It's like the negative of it.
Yeah. And I mean, this is all going through my mind in like 3 or 4 seconds and I got scared. And so I like had to turn the light on and then I had to turn the TV back on because I was like, I wasn't sure if I was truly seeing something, if my mind was playing tricks on me or, you know, if it was just like, you know, matrixing or whatever they call. And I just had a creepy feeling. And I'm like, no, I don't want anything negative in my house. So,
that's right.
So I thought about this and I thought this is a really great topic is what is smudging? So smudging is when you burn certain herbs like sage. And Joe, you can tell us some more of the different ones that you can burn.
I mean, there's a lot of different.
To clear some of this
negative
energy.
To cleanse
energy.
Your negativity.
Or yourself. You can do it on your body, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of different types of herbs and stuff that they use. I mean, like tobacco, cedar, sweetgrass, juniper, pine needles. A lot of people burn pine needles.
Okay.
Cypress, and then sage, of course. And you that's the big one is you hear a lot of people cleansing the house with sage.
Right. And sage is in, if people don't know, it's an herb, and it's in the lavender family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of in that, you know, what do they call them? Phyla?
I don't know.
I'm not a scientist. Clearly, I'm not a scientist.
I ain't no plant person.
I ain't a botanist.
Botanist.
Okay, so I know that a lot of the different cultures have used smudging and sage. So where did this start in America?
That's what I was wondering, because, I mean, if you look it up online and all that, I mean, it talks about, I keep thinking caveman days, but, you know, just millennia ago, they used to use it. And there's actual evidence that they used it for 1,000 years or whatever.
Yeah,
I want to say.
I read one
or 2000
when I was doing our research that in Babylon, which is probably like before Egyptian times.
Yeah.
And even the Egyptians, it said on there that had used.
Yeah, they sage a lot.
Different.
Or sage, smudge.
Smudge. Smudge. It's just kind of a fun word to say, smudge.
Yes. I smudged my eyeliner.
You wear eyeliner every single day.
Well, you know, you got to look good.
You're just trying to look like Robert Smith from The Cure.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, cultures, you know, you hear the Wicca stuff or the Native American stuff or, you know, over in India. You know, their culture.
They use a lot of cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Tools and techniques.
And it all falls back in, like, the Native Americans used to do the same techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because, you know, I mean, did they communicate with each other and find out this stuff? Or did it just happen? Because over in India, a lot of that is to control the chakras, your different chakras. And the Native American Indians kind of talk about the same thing. Only in their own terminology.
Right, like it's their spirit.
Yeah. And when you're smudging, the different techniques is for different outcomes.
Okay.
You know, and with the Native American, when they're in their fire circles, the ceremony basically goes like this. Okay. You smudge in a abalone shell or a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They start it with the fire in the center of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either lit by that fire or the sage helps burn the fire or whatever. And they use different, they like braid sweetgrass and stuff to get the different senses for the different chakras and right. all that.
And I read that the sage is to remove the negative energy and the sweetgrass brings the positive energy.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of them. We don't have time on here, but we can throw it up on our Facebook page. I'll make a list of all the different herbs, and even they've even burned feathers.
Okay.
You know, for different
cleansing.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do they actually use that?
Okay. The Native Americans, there's the part of the ceremony is they'll take and they'll burn, you know, they'll smudge, whether they use the bowl or the shell or whatever. I don't remember, but there's a certain pattern that they do.
Okay.
Okay. So first, what they do is they'll take the smoke into their mouth and they'll say, when the smoke clears from my mouth, I will only speak the beauty of you. And then they take the smoke and they take it into their eyes. And when the smoke clears, I'll only see your real beauty. Then they'll take the smoke into their ears and they will say, when the smoke clears, I will only hear the beauty from you. And then they'll wash their face with the smoke and cleanse their body with the smoke. And then after the smoke clears, you will only see my beauty. And that's kind of the ritual that they do. And it, like I said before, it's sort of like in the Indian culture from India, it's clearing your chakras.
Okay.
And the different levels of healing. And also when you have someone smudge your house, you're cleansing and renewing the energy in your house.
Yeah, and I was reading too that when you are doing a smudge, you want to go to the east, and then you smudge four times in the direction saying, Spirit of the East, Great Spirit of the Air, cleanse and inspire the space. Then you also do that four times to the south, four times to the west, and then four times to the north. And there's other, you know, incantations that you can say, different ones, but
depending on what you want to clear.
Right. And they said that you can visualize what you want to clear out or bring the positive in.
Yes. Get rid of the negativity and bring in the white light of positive energy.
Yep.
And there's also techniques that when you're doing your cleansing in your house, you cleanse around the doors, around the windows. You know, I mean, it's a whole procedure that you do.
Yeah. And make sure that, you know, if you are going to try it, maybe watch some YouTube videos or go to somebody who has done this before.
The best thing to do is
bring someone in
that knows what they're doing and make sure don't call somebody and have them come in and they do it. You know, make sure that you understand what's going on.
Right.
You know, like Dave Ramsey always says, you got to have the heart of a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta, it's just like anything else. There's people out there that say they know what they're doing and do it as a show instead of doing it for the right reasons.
So do your research, you know, just make sure that, especially in these days, if you're inviting somebody into your house, you know who they are. They have some kind of reputation. You just don't want any stranger off the street coming in dressed as a clown.
Yeah. And steal my bubble TV.
Yes.
You know, I have insurance on my house, so if my bubble TV disappears, I can get a flat screen.
Your 20-year-old bubble TV.
Welcome to the 90s. I'm telling you, I sat in my chair, and I look up, and I'm like, oh, my God. I got the giant speakers. I got the bubble TV.
It's time for a flat screen.
I've got all these CDs I don't even listen to anymore.
Do you still have some cassettes and 8-tracks?
Well, I listen to my 8-tracks all the time.
Your Bee Gees 8-tracks.
Hey, don't mess with the Bee Gees.
I'm Barry Gibb. People, if you've not seen that video, you have got to go to YouTube and look at the Barry Gibb show from Saturday Night Live. It's Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake as the Bee Gees. It is the most hilarious. It's the funniest skit on SNL ever. It's so funny.
Okay, who's the only remaining Bee Gee?
Barry.
Is he?
Yep.
Okay, because here we go.
Rabbit hole
time. I just heard like 2 weeks ago that he is being visited by his brothers.
I heard that too.
Did we mention that on a show or something?
No, I think we just saw it in our research that his brother Robin keeps haunting him. He said, I'm Barry Gibb, don't haunt me.
I swear to God, I swear, I was walking through my house and these giant pair of bell-bottom pants floated past.
They did. And some gold medallions on a hairy chest walked by you.
The hair fluttering in the wind.
It did. You should smudge that shit. I mean, stuff. I keep forgetting this is a family-friendly show. I need to smudge my mouth.
Yeah, smudge that dirty mouth.
Yeah. So anyways, so I found this other really interesting thing, and we can go back to smudging.
Well,
but
like I said, smudging, there's different types.
Yeah.
So I'll put it up on Facebook.
Okay, so we have some tips for smudging. So the art of smudging is a sacred, and there is a Native American woman, they call her grandmother walks on water, and she says these are some of the things to keep in mind. Remember to honor your ancestors with good deeds. Honor the divine by carrying what the Great Spirit has created. Everything is related to everything, and nothing is random.
And you know, there's other techniques too that you can help cleanse your body and cleanse your mind.
And here's a really simple one, and it's very inexpensive, and I came across this, and I'm going to try it later. Actually, tonight, it's called a saltwater spiritual remedy. So basically, it is people are affected by maybe ghosts or distress, and they have maybe a dark energy attached to them. So a black energy can create a variety of problems. It can cause depression, unclear thinking, malfunction of your organs, which could lead to, you know, addiction, financial problems, chest pain. So this is a really simple remedy that will extract the negative energy out of your body. It's basically is a saltwater remedy. So what you can do is just, you know, soak your feet in any kind of a rock salt or an Epsom salt. Now, they say that if you use a sea salt, it's only about 30% effective versus using a rock salt. I don't know, maybe it's just, you know, more from the earth.
Yeah, and that's weird because you'd think that it would be the other way around because the oceans are
water
and right. energy, but it's actually almost like, I know the salt molecules don't change over millennia, but it's almost like the other salts are mind salts that come from within the earth and not on top of the earth.
Right. So it says ghosts transmit their black energy to the people that they target and attack and create large stores in their body. So it's difficult to get rid of this black energy, except through remedies such as the salt soaking. So, you know, some of the things that it can take away from you is it can take away you being lethargic. It reduces your ability to think, like I'm having right now.
Yeah, I see that. I'm staring at you going, what are you thinking?
I'm feeling really drained this week. So it also will take away excessive thoughts that are negative in nature, some anger or other extreme emotions. It can take away stress. And sometimes forms of physical illnesses, it will lessen. So,
and you know, a lot of the stuff that you're talking about there is all stress related. Mm-hmm. You know, your illnesses, because it weakens your immune system, your depression, you know, all that.
And leaves you open to maybe some of these entities getting in because you are in a weakened state.
Yeah, lowers your energy levels. And I think, I mean, I'm not sure, but with the salt, like I said, your body needs salt. Mm-hmm. Your body needs water and having them mixed up. I think it mainly also is the relaxation part of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's what you do. You get a bucket. Or, you know, a pan if you don't have a bucket at home. So fill it up with about 50% of water, enough to cover your feet and immerse like at your ankles. And then add 2 tablespoons of the rock salt. And then just soak for, it says, 2 to 3 times a day in 2 to 3 hour intervals. So, you know, maybe if you can't do it, at least try it like once a day.
Yeah, I mean, that seems kind of excessive.
Quiet, you know, just clear with your thoughts.
And to me though, that sounds just like meditation. Yep. So you're meditating and allowing the salts and the water to cleanse your body.
And then it also says if the feet touch each other, then there is an obstacle to the discharge of the black energy through the feet. So keep your feet in the salt water for 10 to 15 minutes. And while your feet are in the water, make sure that they don't touch. And then just, it says to throw the salt water into the toilet and then rinse the bucket with fresh water. So you rinse that out.
Yeah. Get
flush it away.
Get all the toxins out. You know, and like I said, to me, it just sounds like meditation.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because one time I went to the spa and they have something like this at the spa. It's called the foot soak. It's a detoxifying foot soak. So what they do is they put different herbs. I know they put lavender in mine. And the spa that I went to had a whole menu of different types of herbs that they put in the water for different things you wanted to cleanse, whether it was like detoxifying your liver, taking metals from your body. Maybe it was mental clarity. The other ones were kidneys, intestinals, improving memory. And you pick and choose out of the menu what you want. And then they put those into like a warm, like it's just a foot soak bath. Yeah. And it was so interesting because they put this little ionized machine in there.
Okay.
That ionizes the water, and ionizing is salting, basically. And
isn't that electrifying also? Is that ionizing?
I think it's more just with the molecules, not
energizing the molecules.
Right.
Okay.
Not like, you know, sticking. I remember, what didn't we have a thing about somebody was getting electrocuted in the prison?
Yeah, at the workhouse.
That's right.
Electric coffee.
Yeah, heating their coffee with electricity. And then the water, as it extracts the toxins out of your body, if the water turns different colors, it's extracting different things out of your body. So my water was so weird and gross, but it was kind of, I felt so clear afterwards. It went from like a pea yellow to like an orange peel orange. And then it went to like just this most disgusting red, orange, soupy disgustingness. And then it turned, I'm not kidding you, black as like, if you ever seen a burnt coffee pot, where it just boils, and it was like that dark and thick, and it was disgusting.
It sounds disgusting.
But I felt, I'm not kidding, I was like, you know, I felt so light after that. I just felt like I had tons of energy. I just felt like I wasn't heavy. You know how sometimes you're just walking around and you just feel heavy?
Yeah,
you know.
That's how I felt all week.
Not weight heavy, but just energy heavy. Like your whole body's like pulling into the ground. You just don't have a pep in your step. And it was the weirdest thing. And then they like rinse your feet off and massage them a little bit, which was really nice.
You kind of reminded me of that. You must have told me about that before, because when you're saying that, it kind of reminded me of that and how the water changes color and stuff.
It was weird, thick and disgusting.
It was all the evil of evil energy going out of your body.
Not, you know, the toxins and the metals that are in your body, you know, from the food that you eat. I know we don't eat good food. I cannot stress enough that you are what you eat. You can't feel like $1 million if you're eating off the dollar menu. You can't.
You can't. And I keep telling myself that every week. It's like, I've got to eat better. And like today, I cleaned out the fridge and I'm like, I'm throwing out salad that I bought that I was going to eat. I'm like, just eat better, people.
Yes.
Don't turn out to look like me.
And don't waste, you know, it's like we buy all these healthy foods and then they go to waste.
That's what I mean.
You know, it's like you're wasting your money as well.
Uh-huh.
But then you buy processed foods, which could sit there for 4 years and nothing happened to it. And then you're putting that in your body. So you're just like kind of like embalming yourself with this process.
Exactly.
Food.
You're almost like the monks that self-embalm themselves.
Ugh.
And
that does not sound good.
You know, if you eat something and you feel lethargic after you eat, not because you ate too much, but if you just eat something and you feel lethargic, and that's what I've been feeling. And I'm telling myself, okay, right here on air, folks, I'm telling myself for the next month, I'm eating nothing but salads and stuff.
Yeah, just
good. I did it one time
food.
Before and I felt great.
Unprocessed foods. You can't have Doritos for dinner. But, you know, it's just like having, you know, an attachment. If you have an attachment, they're going to want you to eat this negative stuff. Just
like you said, the processed foods.
Something that's going to weigh you down and bring your energy to a low level.
Want. You know, you get the attachment on your body and they want to drain your energy because they use that energy.
And that's how people get sick. So, you know, like cleanse yourself. Do the salt water thing. It's very inexpensive. You can, you know, go get Epsom salt. It's at the dollar store.
And if anything else, it makes you feel better just because you're relaxing your muscles and and all the weight of your body is on your feet all day long.
Yep.
You know?
You know, I think anything that, whether it's paranormal or not, that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Is, that's never ever wrong.
And you're raising your energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you have plenty of energy to go out and ghost hunt.
Yeah. Which we're going to do in October. While you were saying that, it kind of made me remember that I want to do the float tank. And which is basically the same thing. A float tank is nothing but super saturated salt water.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what, 80% or 90% salt in the water. And you float and it's...
So is that like a deprivation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sensory deprivation tank.
Oh my God. I don't know if I could do that. I like to be quiet and like to have my quiet space, but I think that would be too much for me. I don't know. I think it would mess with my mental.
I've heard a lot of different things. I'm definitely going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. We'll make a show about it. But like, I know a few people that have done it and they said you lay there for a little bit and obviously you see colors and that, because it's just like when you go to bed and you close your eyes, or even just closing your eyes, you'll see colors and that. And then they say that fades away.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a point where you realize that you don't hear nothing. You don't see nothing.
So it's completely dark in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can't hear at
what
all.
There's different styles of tanks, but there's one that looks like an egg. I'll use that as an
example. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they close the lid, and when they close the lid, there's LED lights in there. And the LED lights fade out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the persons, or people that I've talked to that have done it, said that they didn't even realize that the lights faded away and they were in darkness, because it brings your body down to that level of relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And
which most people don't get to. I mean,
no.
We are on the go all the time. We got bills to pay. We've got places to go. We've got, you know, some people have got kids to run. You know, you're always on the go. It's like, how many times... outside of like maybe just going on vacation, which is stressful anyways, you know, because you're traveling. How often do you truly get to be quiet and relax like that?
Yep. And that's basically what we've been talking about all day with the cleansing and all that. And with these, you know, the salt treatments for your feet. Like I said, it's almost like meditation. You have to meditate because it relaxes you, whether... You don't have to sit there with your legs crossed and go, om, om.
You could.
You can. But the whole idea behind meditation is total relaxation of your body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah. So when you go into this egg, this pod.
Yes.
Like, how long are you in there for?
Usually it's an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't like confined spaces.
But it's different.
I think I would have a panic attack. I would.
If you did, you just... sit up, because it's not locked or nothing. It's just a lid shut, you know, and a lot of people say that. They say, well, I'm claustrophobic, but it's different. It's not like that. But I'll let you know. I mean, we'll do a show about my experience in the float tank.
Yeah. And in the next show, I'll let people know when I'm going to do the salt treatments. And tonight I'm going to try it and see what happens and see if I feel any different.
You will.
Right.
You will, because you'll be relaxing and that.
So I gave Joe some salts to take home, too, and I put it in a baggie, and I'm like, I hope it doesn't get pulled over, because it looks like a bag of Coke.
No, it looks like bath salts. I'm going to go do bath salts freak out. And
you're going to make...
It's like...
Mr. Bubbles.
Attention, folks. We are going to a rabbit hole. I just heard in the news about synthetic marijuana, and I was also listening to another podcast, and they were talking about how... people are going out there and eating the faces of other people.
Ew.
They're attacking people like animals.
So whatever they're taking is just making them go nutso.
Yeah, because it's actually tearing up the brains or the...
like the matter in the brain?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, the brain. My medical mind has gone blank again. But this synthetic marijuana is actually causing the same thing as like ecstasy in that, where they actually can see holes in the brain.
Oh my God. Why it's would you even do that?
Because they're hooked on it. But it's making them go like animalistic, you know?
You know, it's getting to the point where you can't even go out in public. You're, you know, like if you go out, who knows what you're going to encounter, you know? It's like, drive 100 miles a day, 50 to work and 50 back. And you wouldn't believe the things I see on the expressway. People texting and driving, not even looking up, like for like ever. They're just their heads down.
Yeah.
People going 100 miles an hour. You know, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, people. Why are you doing 100 miles an hour? Like, are they high or?
I can't say nothing about that because, you know, I travel a lot up to Ann Arbor and Detroit, and I'm always, I'm not going 100, but, you know.
Yeah, but you're not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and driving and, like a mad person on the expressway.
You know, it could be, like we talked about last week, poltergeist, and it could be demonic possession and that. So get your sage out and cleanse yourself.
Sage yourself, definitely. You know? And I want to think, you know, we got to find a place or somebody who knows about saging and see if there's different types of sage for different types of, you know, entities or spirits or energies.
I think that falls back to the different types of herbs and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's very interesting. I'm learning something new every day with our podcast.
This and is great. Yeah.
We can just bring our little bit of knowledge to you guys too.
Yeah. That's why we do this. I mean, we don't know everything about that. I mean, you know, if you came to the Collingwood Arts Center, you'll see that I had a lot of notes in front of me because I can never remember anything.
And I need some mental clarity.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard because when you're as busy as we are, you know, we have full-time jobs. We've got this show. We've got family. We have elderly parents we take care of. We have, you know, projects that we help other people with. There's just so much going on up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like I was just thinking, okay, I've got so much going on. Everything's clouded up there. You almost get a headache because you think too much sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how can we clear this from us? And then when we went to the Collingwood, I saw that lady, she had a table just full of sage.
Yeah.
And I wanted to buy some. And we were so busy. There were so many people there that were coming and going. And it was just hard to get to everybody's table. And I felt bad because I really wanted to go and support other people and buy some of their stuff. And
like when we were at the Dogman conference or symposium.
Yeah.
And I wanted to buy those books. And like anything else, I walked out without them.
Yeah, because there's just so much to take in.
Yeah. And that's why you need stuff like this. You need to cleanse your bodies. You need to relax. Set aside the time for yourself and for your spirit. You know, your body, mind, and spirit needs to be cleansed. And, you know, like I was just telling Dana today, they have been super stressed because they have, you know, her husband James has his job. Dana runs the other tattoo shop. Mm-hmm. You know, and what they're doing is, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, but Dana's opening up two new shops. She's actually closing the shop in Ann Arbor, moving it to the other side of Ann Arbor. And I was just telling Dana today, I said, after all this is done, we need to take a vacation. All of us. I'm not saying me and you need it. No, all of us need to get away and just flush out our energy systems.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so weird because, you know, people say like going to the beach is soothing for the soul. And again, that's salt water.
There you go. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you're going into the ocean, which is like my favorite thing, favorite vacation, favorite wherever I have to, if I'm going to take a vacation, I'm going to the water.
Yeah.
You know, I love the beach. I love the ocean. And it's just cleansing.
Yeah.
Cleansing to get into the sun is good for you. The salt water is good for you. The sand absorbs all the negative out of your life. So
right out of your feet.
Yeah.
Because all the energy, the heavy energy goes to the bottom of the feet.
And the alcohol helps too.
You know, a
couple cocktails on the beach, I'm all set.
Cockatiels?
Yeah.
Cockatiels.
And
toucans. Watching the birds.
Toucans.
Sit back
and
watch the birds.
All righty. So, with that said, this is our healthy show.
Get out there and get cleansed, people. Like I said, we started talking about our busy weeks and how drained we are and all that. And then you mentioned about the face that you saw.
Yeah, it was
and
scary.
With us going to these different events, meeting so many people, and yes, there are people that can translate negativity to you.
Sure. I mean, you don't want to be full of that. You know, if you're going ghost hunting, you want to be open to something, and you really have to have, it's almost like a space to open yourself up to, and, you know, invite being able to maybe communicate with spirits or see spirits, you know. And
it goes back to, like, our other show. I keep mentioning our other shows, but it goes back to the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
Don't go in, you know, feeling, okay, I'm going to do something, or I'm not going to see something, or that. And that's all clouds your thought processes, same as having that negative energy in your body.
Right.
But, you know, speaking about ghost hunting, we have an event coming up.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's actually, now that I think about it, we're recording this show. It's in a few days. I didn't even realize how close it is.
It's a week.
Yeah. So when you hear this, we will be down there.
Yes.
We're going to make a show about it too. So it won't come out till the week after because, like I said, we need to get stuff done and edit and everything. So it's going to be a week after, but it's going to be celebrating on October 1st is National Ghost Hunting Day.
Yes.
Yeah, ghost hunters from all over the country. And I think there's
might
a couple.
It might be the planet.
I think there's a couple of them in England and stuff that I saw.
Mm-hmm. It's just time to, like, celebrate what we love to do is go out and investigate.
And meet people. And we are going to be down at the Gill House.
The Gill House. And it's in Ohio, and it's in, I don't know if it's Galion or it's Galion. It's G-A-L-I-O-N. I don't know how to pronounce it because apparently I can't pronounce anything.
Yeah, it's pretty much in between Findlay and Akron, south of both of them, right?
Yeah,
in the middle
so it's
there.
Probably like an hour and a half drive for us.
But like I say, there's events all over the world or all over the country, you know, so. Anyways, we're going to be there. We're going to have a show about it. Like I said, it's going to come out a week after because this show that we're recording tonight will come out on Sunday.
The 2nd.
Yeah, the 2nd. And this is going on the 1st, and it's all over the country, and it's going to be fun. And
get some ghost stories.
Yeah, I've already ran into a bunch of people that are like, where are you going? Yeah. Where are you going? And we're like, we're going to Gill. You're not going to stay in Toledo? We're like, no, we're going south. We're heading south for this one.
Yeah.
You know, and there's
an old haunted mansion. So
yeah, it looks cool. I'm definitely taking my camera.
We're going to take all of our little equipment that we got and we're going to bring it all to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited. I want to see some ghosts.
Go see some ghosts. Get some stuff going. Get some stuff for the podcast so we can talk to you about it. Okay. Anything else that you can think of that we have going on here?
Oh, let's see. What else? You know, it's just interesting because as we approach this time of year, we get into fall. It's officially fall now. We're getting towards Halloween, and I just love this time of the year. I just love it. It's like warm during the day, cool at night, but there's so many awesome ghost shows that come on television. You know, they have all these, like, Paranormal Witness is one of my favorite. I really like that one, but I just love this time of year because, like, it can sit and watch all the ghost stories, and there's all the ghost hunting going on and haunted houses people like go to. Now, I'm not a big fan of haunted houses. I don't like people popping out at me.
I'd
rather go see
them.
A real haunted location versus, you know, some zombie makeup dude who's getting paid $10 an hour to pop out and scare people.
And it's funny because I've had people that are like, hey, you can go to the haunted houses and talk about it on your podcast. I'm like, no, I don't like haunted houses. You know, I mean, it's different. I'd rather.
Hey, we're not putting it down. And people who do that and love that. It's all, you know,
it's
all personal preference. Yeah.
You know, but I want to see the real ghosts.
And you will this weekend.
Yep.
At the Gill House.
October 1st, National Ghost Hunting Day.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap it up for
this. Yeah. I think we've confused everybody enough.
We babbled on. This is our babbling.
Babble on.
Star Trek.
Oh,
Babylon.
Big news.
What's that?
Big news. Our stickers came in.
Yay, everybody.
We have stickers. Well, we have half the stickers. The rest of them haven't made it here yet. So we'll be posting those on Facebook and all that jazz. We're going to be selling stickers for $2 a piece.
They're cute.
You can get them at the events.
You can put them on your car. You can put them on your notebook. Put them on your dog.
Guitar cases.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, we're going to post them online.
You can buy some and send them to your grandma.
Yeah. You know, and just let us know. We'll mail them out to you or come and see us at the different events that we do. All right, folks. So, we're going to wrap it up here. The ghosts in the room keep telling us that they want it done because
the lights are dimming again.
And
we seriously need to investigate this place.
Yes.
My house is 85 years old.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
All right, folks. So we're going to let you go. One thing I ask you, please, please, please get on there. Wherever you get your podcast from, please get on there and leave us a positive rating and review. It means a lot to us, and we need the help. So anyhow, we will see you next week.
Yes. Happy ghost hunting.
By the way,
what?
This is the war inside my head.
Check it out. Dead in Five is the name of the band.
Yeah, guess who the bass player is?
Dana Deadly Forester.
All right, folks. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.